This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our live coverage from the floor of the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium and continuing to bring you a number of companies from this conference who not only interest Sprott, but I think also interests myself and our audience. This company that I have with me has been mentioned a number of times on the blog. I've had them on the show, I think, two or three times already. The company is First Mining Finance. I'm sitting here with Patrick Donnelly. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Corey.
So, Patrick, I know that the comments that have come in have said, you know, look at how good First Mining Finance, along with many of the other mining companies and exploration companies, has performed quite well. The one fact that I really find impressive about this company is your ability to grow its market cap, even when the stock was, let's say, stuck at in around, I think, that 40 to 50 cent range. The market cap was continuing to grow because you were still out there acquiring properties. Right now, the market cap is around $500 million. How many properties does First Mining Finance have currently?
Well, we're up to 28 projects right now, and we've been very, very aggressive in the last just over a year. And we've gone from 0 ounces to almost 14 million ounces in the ground. So, why we've had very good success, I think, is, you know, we're a new story, we're a fresh story, and we're very, very aggressive on the acquisition front. And the market's taken notice of that. And I think also, you know, as you're well aware, I'm a former mining analyst, and I always tell people one thing I learned while I was a mining analyst is when you look at equities, you always look at a management team. And I think our chairman and founder, Keith Neumeyer, is a big part of this. And he's had very incredible success with First Majestic Silver. And he's got a big following, and his followers have been watching what we've been doing. And we've been telling people we're going to shake things up. We told people we're going to be aggressive, and we fulfilled that, and I think that's gotten people really excited.
Well, especially the way the industry has gone, some of the acquisitions that you made, I know you probably took grief for some of them. Now they look quite attractive, and quite frankly, as the market continues to move up, the overall goal of First Mining Finance, just for some people that might not have the background, is essentially to become a royalty company, correct?
Yeah, something like that. You know, Corey, the business model is to go out and acquire. You know, we were out, you know, until maybe a month or two ago, you know, we were still in the midst of one of the worst bear markets with respect to mining, and we are acquiring high-quality assets. And, you know, I've always told people, you know, we're not going to put them in production. I mean, I'm a geologist. I'm not an engineer. But what we will do is, you know, ultimately we would enter into agreements with other parties, other mining companies, private equity, other groups, where they would take the asset and put it in production, and we'd hold on to some sort of residual interest, so a royalty, a stream, a joint venture, a minority interest, or some combination of the above, so that eventually down the road, you know, and that's not going to happen tomorrow, but down the road, 3-5 years, whatever it takes, we'd be generating revenue from all these streams and royalties and minority interests in all these projects that have been moved forward by these other groups.
So as you continue to move this company forward, are you looking at continuing to acquire more companies, or is it now potentially looking to vend some of these properties out?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit early to vend at this point. I mean, we are getting a lot of interest. The phone calls are coming in. We're still, you know, if we're truly in a new cycle, I think it's very early in the cycle. I think I like to see valuations move a little bit higher before we start even entertaining any offers. In terms of what we're doing right now, you know, are we looking at other opportunities? Absolutely. Yeah, gold's gone up. The value, you know, equity valuations have obviously gone up as well. But we're still looking. There's some private companies have approached us that would like to get on board. We're also looking at some base metal assets. You know, maybe gold's gone up, but copper certainly has, and copper's still been slammed. Zinc, I really like zinc a lot. You know, I don't know why zinc prices haven't gone up. There's a fundamental shortage of zinc right now. So, you know, if a zinc asset or a copper asset came along, we thought it was intriguing, we pulled the trigger on that. That being said, you know, we've been so aggressive. You know, we've acquired 7 companies and I think 13, 14 assets in the last year. You know, we need to also spend time on focusing on the assets. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, do a little bit of exploration work, also managing the projects themselves, doing some assessment work, working on infrastructure. Some of these projects have royalties. We're trying to negotiate some of those back. So there's a lot of, you know, I would call it non-sexy activities that we need to do that add value to these projects. Also, when you acquire these projects, you inherit a lot of data. So we're also putting together a very organized, structured data room that has all the geologic data and geotechnical data that these companies come with. So there's a lot of work in the background that has to be done when you acquire these assets.
Well, holding that many properties, too, there is a lot of just maintenance, simple maintenance,
right,
to keep these properties in good standing.
Sure, absolutely.
When you're talking to these other company executives, whether you are looking at taking them over or just doing research, what's your feedback on the general mood of a lot of these other executives?
Well, it's funny, Corey. You know, before gold really went on a tear, you know, after Brexit, you know, we had a number of other targets in mind, and we were talking to these executive teams, and we were, you know, it's almost like a dance. It's almost like you're trying to court the pretty girl at the dance. And we thought we were close on a couple of deals, but, you know, as soon as these markets turned and the valuations went up, and in particular these companies had the ability to raise a little bit of money, they walked away. But definitely the sentiment is definitely a lot better. I mean, I haven't seen it this positive, I would say, in 4 or 5 years. So there's definitely been a turn. There's definitely been a change in sentiment. A lot of companies now are feel they're able to breathe again. You know, they're able to raise money. They're getting the liquidity's coming back as well. So, you know, in terms of talking to other publicly traded gold companies and trying to do deals, it's definitely, I won't lie to you, it's definitely gotten harder. But that being said, there's still other deals to be done out there. There's private companies, there's other commodities, there's other opportunities out there, and we'll look at them.
Now, talking about a financing, First Mining,
sure,
finance is going through a financing right now. I believe it is oversubscribed or has been bumped up a couple times.
Sure.
What will this do for the company moving it forward?
Well, it provides a lot of flexibility, Corey. You know, there's flexibility in types of deals we do. You know, previously we're doing, you know, all share deals, so you can always throw in a cash component, perhaps. You know, like I said, we've got 28 assets now. We have to manage them. As you correctly stated, they need maintenance. A couple of the assets we want to focus on infrastructure. You know, Spring Pole project, which is our flagship. It'd be nice to get the road up there. And I think now, with this raise, we can move forward putting a road in. Buying back some of these assets already have royalties on them. We might do a little bit of, you know, low-cost exploration work to manage these assets. You know, also, you know, we have 28 assets now. Previously, there was 3 of us managing these assets. It's a lot of work. So,
yeah,
you know, I think now we got about probably half, you know, we probably got about a dozen people now working for us to help us manage these projects. So, you know, there's a lot of value to be unlocked. Like I said before, we're doing a lot of things that maybe the market doesn't think are sexy, but nevertheless have to be done. You know, clean up these assets. We're building a data room that's organized and also managing all the claims, right? So there's a lot of background work to be done when you're managing these assets.
So, Patrick, looking forward next, let's say, 3 to 6 months, maybe throughout 2016,
sure,
what's going to be the main drivers for this company moving forward?
We're working on an economic study, a PEA for Spring Pole. We're working on a couple resource estimates, one for Goldland, which we just acquired last month. Like I said, there's a couple of deals we're working on. You know, nothing imminent, but we're still, you know, we like to do deals. And even in a good market, we'll do a deal. If a deal makes sense, we'll do it. You know, those are the main things right now, some resource estimates, some economic studies, and continue on to do deals. And as always, you know, telling the story, getting out there and engaging our shareholders or potential shareholders and telling the story. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot going on in the background, and we'll continue to push forward, and we'll continue to be aggressive if need be.
Well, Patrick, I hope that you can join us again on our show, because I know that there is an interest from our audience and from a wide audience in this company. It's an interesting change in the mining industry, I would say, rather than simply exploration or a company looking to go only into production. You guys are on the other end of this deal-making process to continue to acquire companies, and when we do continue, hopefully, to move up in these metals, and even on a broad sense, First Mining Finance is set up very nicely. So if anybody wants to check out that symbol, it is FF. in Canada on the Venture Exchange. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in time to continue the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Most of this particular program is originating at the Sprott Asset Investment Conference up in Vancouver. Corey has done a yeoman's job in terms of putting together interviews from that conference. Just chatted with Patrick Donnelly from First Mining Finance. Now, there's an interesting company. Now, I have to tell you, we are chatting right now with Roger Dumoulin-White from Theralase. As everybody knows, we have been involved with Theralase now for about 3 years. Most of us are shareholders in Theralase. We will not sell our stock without giving you 4 days' notice first. Having said that, number of questions coming in both through our emails and also on the blog on Theralase. Corey, where are we at here?
Well, first off, let's talk about what just happened, and I think what a lot of investors were waiting for, and that was finally the ITA application being submitted to Health Canada. Roger, I know that this was delayed a little bit. Can you address maybe why the delay happened and what it means to now have this document filed?
Absolutely. And Corey Al, great to be on the show. On Thursday, July 28th, we filed the Investigational Testing Authorization, or ITA, with Health Canada. That is the document, and about 600 or 700 pages worth of it, that is required to get approval on our TLC 3200 laser system and what we call the TLC 3400 or 34XX dosimetry fiber optic cage, the DFOC. These two pieces of equipment are what used to or will be used to activate TLD 1433, our lead photodynamic compound, intended for the destruction and treatment of non-muscle invasive bladder cancer. So having said all that, what Theralase has been doing is we've been working tirelessly for the last 7 months in order to design, to optimize, and to test the 3200 laser system and the 34XX dosimetry fiber optic cages. So when you're designing this stuff, there's a lot of technical information, there's a lot of scientific information, there's a lot of clinical information that has to be done. You have to look at the materials that are used. You have to look at the biocompatibility of those materials to tissue. You have to look at how to sterilize that and the whole sterility process involved. You have to look at the functional testing. You have to look at the mechanical testing. You have to look at the electrical testing. So there's quite a bit involved. It seems like it's you should be able just to build a box and put a couple of components in it and away you go. But in order to build it to medical standards and oncology standards and to be able to be used on humans in a phase one or phase two clinical trial, there's a lot involved. So Theralase had teams of up to 15 people working full time for the last 7 months to get us to the stage that we are now. So we haven't been sitting on our hands by any means. So it's been a lot of work, but thank God, amen, we finally submitted it. We've asked for an expedited approval, so we're hoping to have approval sometime in August 2016, but again, that's up to Health Canada and the regulatory agencies, but we're hopeful that we'll get it sometime in August, and we'll be able to start our Phase 1 B clinical trial, safety, tolerability, and looking at, as an exploratory measure, efficacy for non-muscle invasive bladder cancer.
You know, the only comment I can make is we knew this going into this particular exercise that it was going to be a bit of a, nothing was going to happen overnight because of all the testing, all the regulatory approvals from the federal, on the federal level had to be brought in. But I have to say what makes me happy and confident with my position, and this is not investment advice, this is only me talking, but what makes me happy and confident is that things are progressing nicely. What more can you say, Roger? You're doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
Now, Roger, let's talk about, you mentioned that you're trying to get this expedited process from Health Canada. That would give you approval in August. What happens if you don't get the expedited process? What time frame are we looking at then?
Well, they have different rules that they go through for different applications, but for the ITA process, it's pretty much a 30-day clock where they take about 4 days to review the file. They take about another 4 days to assess the file. They can take another 15 days to go through technical information on it or a technical review. If they have questions, then the clock just continues and continues and continues. But under an expedited review, I think the earliest you could hope for for would be about a two-week approval. Their normal process would be 30 days. But being the regulators and being the head honchos as to what goes forward and what doesn't, they could take as much time as they want.
Yeah,
quite
unfortunately.
Frankly.
Unfortunately, you are kind of at their mercy, but at least this document is filed, so now the ball is in their court. We had another question that was emailed in, I believe, from a Dutch listener who commented and asked, since this ITA has been delayed, is that impacting the financial situation of the company in a sense that you might need to raise money sooner rather than later, or down the road you just might have a need for a little bit more additional cash?
Well, I think that when you're going into cancer research, there's never enough capital. Obviously, cancer research is complicated. It's very scientifically challenging, clinically challenging. I don't think a cure for cancer is easy. I think that...
you think it's not easy?
It's a lot of work, gentlemen. It's a lot of work. So the idea with the organization and the direction that we're going, the company is doing fine. We've worked very hard at getting to this stage to get the ITA to Health Canada in a very, what I see is a very presentable form, and I think that we've covered all the bases. Company currently has about $1.9 million in cash, so I think we're okay in that department. Burn rate of around $300K. With assuming no sales, so zero sales of our TLC 2000, and the TLC 2000 is doing quite well. With the 300K burn, we've got enough for 6 to 7 months. So we've got, being as it's the end of July, we'd be good all the way to the end of December. With getting the approval of the ITA in August, we're already in a position to start enrolling patients. So as soon as we got that ITA approval, the CTA or the drug is approved, the TLD 1433, the clinical site, Princess Margaret Hospital, is approved. And with the approval of the 3200 and the 34XX dosimetry fiber optic cage, that would be all that's required to start enrolling patients. So assuming that we can start enrolling patients at the end of August, beginning of September, and we can get those patients in, we're looking at about a 30-day follow-up on the first three patients. And with that, we would have information in and around end of September, you know, middle of October, end of October, somewhere in that range. So we'd be looking, once we have that data in hand, we have safety, we have tolerability, and we feel that we're going to have efficacy for non-muscle invasive bladder cancer, then we would look at raising capital, hopefully at a much higher share valuation.
Roger, thank you for your time, and good job finally getting this ITA filed. I look forward to the next steps of the company. Everyone stick around. We're going to be right back with Brent Cook's partner, Joe Mazumdar.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our coverage from the floor of the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium, I have with me Brent Cook, who we kicked off the show, his partner, Joe Mazumdar, over at Exploration Insights, to talk about some other companies, but also the general market, what we're seeing in what more he specializes in, which is more the mid-tier producers, not so much the explorers that Brent likes. Joe, to start it off, let's first start talking about the general markets in terms of what the gold price has done and what the stocks have done. Because, yes, gold did bottom around 1050, let's say, and now it's up around 1340 as we are recording this. A nice move, but we're seeing stocks, and especially the ones here at this symposium, that are up 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Overall, do you think, can we use the term that the market might be getting a little toppy here, at least for the short term?
Well, if we look at the gold price, I mean, we're up maybe 15 to 20% year to date, but as you said, like even for a liquid index like the GDXJ, you know, you're up almost 7 times that. It's like up 120, 130%. And so what we've seen is that some M&A, which is good, in terms of having an underlying base that some of these projects are getting acquired. And what we've seen is we've gone from basically looking at junior producers like the Richmont, which we still think might be a potential takeover target, you know, which I bought, recommended for the newsletter, like Lakeshore and Claude. And both of those were taken out. But now what we've seen is the valuation is better for the explorers, because we had the Kaminak taken out, which is basically an advanced explorer that had a feasibility study, or a Reservoir Minerals, two quality projects that were taken out. And what we're seeing is that quality still rules with respect to M&A, because I don't think it's a growth play, because as we mentioned off-air, that the issue is that there's a lot of marginal ounces out there that provide a lot of leverage. Gold price goes up 15 to 20%. Yes, that could go up 5 to 10 times that, but the problem is, that can it get financed? And will it get acquired, considering that the majors or the mid-tiers might be using $1,100 gold in terms of their reserves? So if I acquire you and you only make sense at $1,300, I take an automatic write-down. And I don't think there's much appetite for that. So going forward, we've seen that the ETFs have been driving a lot of the gold price movements, and there hasn't been a lot of jewelry and bar and coin investment demands, a lot of physical demand for gold. So if we have any kind of news that might negatively impact the gold sentiment, it could fall quickly, and the ones that would get hit the most would potentially be the leverage place.
Well, and I find that so interesting, what you mentioned about these marginal ounces, because I know it's always important to value properties at, I always think, lower than current metal prices, just in case you do get that pullback. But you do see some of these people promoting, you know, all it needs to do is go up $50 or $100, and our property is so much more valuable. But as you mentioned, there are a lot of majors and some mid-tiers that have written these properties off. So they might not be on their balance sheet, but quite frankly, they're still in their possession, and they can just as easily bring them back on. These companies don't want to deal with acquiring another property and having to write it off immediately.
Yeah, and you can see that when a major company like Newmont would show the sensitivity of their reserves to the gold price, and they might be sitting at $1,100 or $1,200 per ounce, but you know, with a move up $200 an ounce, they potentially can add another 10 to 15 million ounces of reserves that they don't have to do anything. And they'll add that. So what is the point on acquiring, you know, a 3 million ounce deposit when you've already got potentially 15 to 20 that makes sense at a different price? And there's less risk for you because you already know the project and you might have infrastructure around there and it's easier for you to develop.
How many of these companies that you look at that are going down the road of production? I know I've talked to about five that I can think off the top of my head that are at this show that are saying they have a production time frame within, let's say, 3 years. Some want next year, and a couple are saying 2018. How do you look at these companies and value them in terms of if you buy them yourself or put them on your newsletter?
Well, I mean, our key exit strategy is always an M&A takeout at any stage, because really we want to redeploy. If it's a bigger company, we get liquidity and we can get out. But really, right now, I think the value isn't in the smaller cap, the explorers, potentially the prospect generators. Not so much the developers, because we don't really want people to develop them. We don't want them to raise all the capital. We don't want them to have all those risks of execution and all that. We don't want to deal with that with very little news flow. So we're basically moving down the explorers. And sometimes what we have to do is to find value, because the North American exchanges have gone up. We're starting to look at the Australian exchanges. We're starting to look on the AIM for value. And eventually those ones might come over to the TSX, or somebody else might recognize them, and then the values put them. But it's really hard to find projects that you can say will have a second leg up right now with, you know, potentially a sideways near-term gold market.
So you're not all that excited about some stocks on the venture, from what it sounds like.
No, I mean, we've added, the last stock we added was on the venture, but it was a pure exploration grassroots play, and it was up quite a bit, but it was a penny stock, so we're okay with that. But it's surrounded by other stocks that are worth, like, anywhere from $800 million to $2 billion. So if they do find something, there's a factor there that in terms of the valuation. But what we've seen is some of the froth that we've had in the North American market has not always been there on the Australian market or on the alternative investment market in London.
How do your subscribers feel about you going to some of these other markets?
It depends on our subscriber. The U.S. subscribers feel, they have more problems with these off North American exchanges. But we've got Europeans that have no issues. We've got some Canadians, obviously, with brokers that could buy this stuff wherever it is. So they tend to have less issue with the people that try to buy it, you know, using an interactive broker and online.
When we did talk to Brent to start off the show, we talked about a couple companies on the floor here. Mariana jumps to mind, and yeah, I believe Colorado was the other one. Is there anything that interests you, whether it is on this floor or out in the much wider resource world?
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the ones that we recommended and we talked about, not recommended, what we said people that we were high on was Cardinal Resources. And that's an Australian play, but it's in West Africa, and it's a decent part of West Africa, Ghana. And they're drilling out a resource, and we expect, like, a resource target or a maiden resource in a few months. And they've been drilling systematically, and it's one of those that have been good in the sense that all the news that has come out with the drilling has been positive. Like, you know, sometimes it would hit, but not get as good grade. But, right now they're confirming what they said. But what's also good or bad is that until mid-April, that stock had steady flow of news flow, and it did not react. It was just underperforming the GDXJ. But over the last 3 months, it potentially has outperformed the GDXJ, if you want to use that as a benchmark, by about 60-70%. So that's really what we're looking for. You know, we might have to go off exchange to find these, and we have to definitely go up in terms of upstream or lower market cap to find the stocks that people, haven't thought of.
Hey, I find it interesting. I know how much traveling you have been doing recently, checking out these properties, and that's why I commend you and Brent for hitting the ground hard with a lot of these properties and finding these exploration plays, because the market, yes, it does feel toppy, but even in a toppy market, there are still buys out there, and there are still companies that will outperform.
Yeah, and we're always looking for the asymmetric risk reward equation on the upside. So if I'm looking for something and I say, hey, you know, a lot of the downside's already embedded. So if it drops, it can't drop that much. But look at what they're doing, and we're getting this for free. And that's really what we're looking for.
Anybody who wants more information on some of these companies that have been at the show, I know earlier on in this segment we've covered some of them. Also, come check out our website, because they will be posted throughout the weekend and possibly into the early part of the week, some of the interviews when I have a chance to catch up to them. So, Joe, always a pleasure. Thanks for chatting with us. Everybody, we're going to be right back to wrap up the show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. Most of this show has been recorded from the floor of the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium here in Vancouver. Again, one of my favorite shows to attend every year. And I wanted to wrap up this weekend show with our host. And I wanted to say thank you, Rick Rule. Thanks again for having us here.
Well, Corey, thanks for your support for Sprott and your support for the show over the years. We appreciate everything you've contributed to us.
Absolutely. And I also want to send a thank you to all of our listeners, a number of them who came by, said hi to me, managed to see Al on Tuesday, and just show your support. I always love hearing from all of you, and we love seeing you out at these shows. So, Rick, just as a general comment on this show, I have to say very well attended, but also very well sponsored by exhibitors, too. I know that all the companies here are at least owned or very closely watched by Sprott and the funds that you run. Can you give us a breakdown of how you select the companies, not only from the aspect of if you're investing in them, but how you choose to have them come to this show to exhibit to the hundreds, if not close to 1,000 people who showed up?
There are about 2,000 publicly traded companies worldwide in mineral exploration, of which probably 300 or 350 are worthy for consideration as speculation. Probably the initial determinant, of course, is people. We want people who have been successful in the past. That means that we miss a couple of young entrepreneurs, but statistically that doesn't matter. You go with the proven performer. We want size. It doesn't have to be a proven project, but we want something where if it succeeds, it matters. The idea that you take a big risk to make small money on a small mine is of no interest to Sprott. We want companies where the management team understands their business. I know that seems strange, but you make money in exploration by answering unanswered questions. We ask the company what their unanswered question is. how they developed the thesis, how they proposed to test the thesis, and what the thesis would be worth. 80% of the people that we ask those questions to haven't considered themselves. They do a big favor for us because we can throw them away and never look at them again. There are 62 exhibitors on the floor, and as you mentioned, at least one company in every booth is owned by Sprott. We were told by the attendees to this conference over the years that while most conferences consider their exhibitors to be advertisers, the attendees consider the exhibitors to be content. The consequence of that is that the promise that we made to our attendees is that every exhibitor would be vetted. Vetted means that they are owned by us in a performance fee generating account. Does that mean that every stock is going to go up? Of course not. Not every stock that Sprott owns goes up, sadly. But it does mean that we know them well. The qualifications to exhibit here are not a check and a pulse.
Which is actually quite refreshing from a number of the shows that we saw, especially in the bull market. There are a lot of shows that just wanted to take that check from companies and simply would run their show that way. This show is quite different in the sense that there are a lot of company presentations. You get a lot of opportunities to talk with high-level management, and you can really tell that by walking around the floor in the conference hall. The top-level managers are at their booths taking questions and leading not only talks but also lunches. You get an opportunity to really get a good feeling for these companies. And now talking about some of the attendees here, what I found interesting was there are obviously a few of Sprott clients and people who invest with Sprott, but I also have seen a lot of fund managers from around the world. A number of our listeners that have come and said hi to me, very few of them have actually been from Vancouver, and I think that's saying something.
Well, I think it's interesting. Sprott has a global reach. So it makes sense that people would come from around the world. In addition, many of our speakers are globally recognized editors and experts. So the global reach makes sense in that context. This is not a conference that's geared primarily to money managers or professional investors. This is a conference that we put on for the benefit of our own clients. And we allow other people who pay to come and partake in that. What's happened is that as the reputation of the conference has grown over time, the interest that has been shown by international professional investors has increased. I'm delighted to say that next year this won't be a four-day conference, this will be a five-day conference. And one of the days of the conference, the first day, Monday, will be a day devoted to international institutional investors and Canadian registered representatives. So we're going to have a pro day next year and then 4 days of the real conference in recognition of the very trend that you talked about.
Yeah, what a great aspect, I guess, for the companies especially to have that opportunity to talk to some of these people. Let's now talk more about the market, because obviously everybody you talk to here is much more upbeat than they were last year, 2 years ago, what have you, during that bear market. Now that we are making this turn, there's been this debate between generalist funds and some of the long-term, let's say almost gold bull funds and investors that are putting money into this sector. Where do you stand?
Well, I see both of them doing it. I see the generalist funds, but particularly the Canadian generalist funds, needing to come into the gold sector. In Canada in particular, where gold is 8 or 9% of the index, the generalist funds were way underinvested in gold, less than 1% of assets. Gold being the only asset that's worked in Canada this year, the active fund managers, who are really closet indexers, have to come into gold in order to match the index, or they get fired. There's employment risk. The greatest motivator of all. While that's been happening, there's been a great influx of funds, money, into the specialist funds, the gold funds, us, Van Eck, people like that. Those practitioners are willing to take somewhat more risk, go down the value chain in hopes of buying companies that are either cheaper than the majors or being acquired by the majors. While that's happening, the whole sort of sector is bubbling. The real specialist funds and the high net worth individuals are, of course, populating the juniors.
Now let's talk about this value chain, because obviously the big cap companies, they're, I would say, some investors in the resource space that like to invest in these, but more of the resource investors like the more speculative plays. And the mid-tiers we saw have a nice run almost at the beginning of the year. We also saw some M&A activity, and now that money has definitely flowed down into the juniors. Where do you think there is still value throughout this whole chain?
Well, I need to tell you, last year at this conference, I deployed very aggressively in the juniors. There wasn't much risk as I saw it. And I deployed personally a lot of money in the sector. And the response to that has been surprisingly good. The consequence of that is that I spent the last 3 weeks taking money off the table, not putting money on the table. I'm not sure I want it out of the sector, so what I've done with most of it is put it into the Sprott Physical Gold Trust. I want to be in the purest form of gold, not in the frothiest form of gold. So I think that's important. I think with regards to the better juniors, the easy money has been made. That doesn't mean that the big money isn't ahead. But the truth is that people's reaction to price movement is very strange. If you have a company where the share price has increased threefold over 6 months without any increase in the value of the company, while the price move is attractive to people, a threefold increase in the stock means that the company is a third as attractive from a valuation point of view. So I've been a rather persistent seller of the juniors myself. Now, that doesn't mean for people who are way underweight the sector that they shouldn't participate. One of the things that I think your listeners should think about is if you want to participate in the beta of the sector, not the alpha from individual stock selection, which requires hard work, but it's fun. If you want to participate in the beta, it may be that what you want to do, and we're encouraging people to do this actually, is to buy the ETFs. You buy the beta in the market, but you aren't responsible for doing individual stock selection, and you aren't penalized for the illiquidity of individual parts of the sector, nor are you penalized for individual stock failure. We're finding more and more investors with portfolios below $250,000 and investors who are unwilling to spend 1 hour per month studying every single stock in their portfolio being better served by buying beta, not alpha, by participating in the sector through the Sprott Junior Gold Miners ETF.
No, I think that is good advice, especially for those investors who have thrown money into, let's say, individual stocks, and they have gone up 2, 3, 4, 500%. It is time to take at least a little bit of money off and maybe let the management of your portfolio happen with somebody else. It is also important to select those ETFs very strictly and at least look into what the ETFs are made out of, because some obviously are run better than others. Very important to consider because it is your money, but it is a good way to alleviate some of the risk that you do see in individual stocks. It's obviously been a nice run, and I think we're both in agreement that this bull market, if we both agree that it's a bull market, is just getting going. Just look at where these stocks were 5, 6 years ago. But you do need to be aware, and what makes a good investor is the ability to take money off the table when you have made your money. A very important and crucial aspect. Thank you, Rick.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing.
receive the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.